We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys. Bunch of jackasses.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, April 27th goes to a battle rapper by the name of William Wolf. Now, this happened a couple of years ago, but it's making the rounds on social. So I want to make it a teachable moment, and I want to make it quick because Just Hilarious got some business to tend to. Now, let me paint the picture for you. William Wolf is a white battle rapper, okay? Mm. Gary Owens can relate. Now, Gary, if you was a white battle rapper and you was battling against a black battle rapper, what's the one word you wouldn't say in that rap battle?
Can't say it.
That is very true. Just Hilarious, let me ask you a question. If you was in a rap battle and you was battling against a white rapper and they called you the N-word, what would you do?
I would shoot that nigga.
Okay. Whoa. The black rapper at the Killer Be Killed Volume 1 battle event, and this is what happened.
I ain't like these other battle rappers. They talk too much, saying I can't use the N-word in this battle. My nigga, I just called you.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Dropping the clues, Boswell Avenue.
See,
I can understand why you would do that. Now, I can't believe that in 2023, white people are still making this basic ass mistake. But Gary Owen, you have some experience with being white. Is there ever a reason for a white person to use the N word?
Yeah, there's a couple times.
You have to explain, Gary.
Jesus. I would think, yes. You can tell me since you're the hoodest one in here. if okay, as a white guy. Mm-hmm. Somebody came and killed my whole family. Black guy gang just killed everybody. Kids, mom, dad, wife, everybody.
I can't
just call them that.
You can't say, oh, you crackhead or you.
You murderer.
You gotta say, you.
How about murderer? I think it might come out.
Well, guess what? Rapper William Wolf's family is fine. All right, so he had zero reason to be using the N-word. So please let William Wolf get the biggest E-haw.
In his defense.
And then he said, my, it's no defense because he said, my. He that's personalized.
Right. Yeah, but the key word there, the battle was called kill or be killed.
That is true.
So he went hard.
Nobody's family died.
I'm about to be killed.
He's, I'm going to die.
It wasn't called Battle of the Beats.
That's right.
Battle of the Guys. That's right. Best
it
in the
wasn't
West.
Called Battle of the Niggas either.
Or be killed. So he went hard.
Now, you know what I would like to see?
What?
If Country Wayne going to go as hard as he did yesterday.
Oh,
when Country Wayne was here for an interview that we played back last hour.
So if you're just joining us, let me just give you a quick little update.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Country Wayne was here last hour. He was here yesterday. You know, we pre-taped the interview, and he was talking about his relationship with Jess. And we said, you know, how does it feel? I think we said something about women breaking up with him.
And he said, ain't no woman ever broke up with me. I said, Jess broke up with you. And he said, I broke up with Jess. And Jess said, that's a damn lie. And Jess about to call him right now.
Oof.
Let's see what's going on here.
I've been in relationships, man.
We know that. But they didn't work out. No, we don't need to hear that. Play the Jess audio. Play. Go right to the phone. I want to hear the phone call.
Yeah, let's call. Let's call
Jess
him right
to
now.
Call. We just explained what happened.
Let's call him.
I told him I was going to call him later.
Hello?
Hey, Country Ram. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Club.
What's up with it?
You lied.
I know he lied. Yo, I was just there yesterday. So we open up the phone lines.
You lied, Wayne.
800-585-1051. We're asking people, has your ex ever lied on you? And Jess Hilarious is here, of course, and she's saying you lied on her.
He said, I lied first.
Nah, I ain't never lied on Jess. She don't lie on me, but...
I lied on you. What's the first lie I told about you, sweetie? What is it?
Well, there's so many of them. I can't even count.
Oh, God, now it's so many.
I ain't gonna lie, Country Wayne's no player. He's just the way his whole demeanor. But listen, you said you broke up with Jess, Wayne.
Yeah, I just left, right? Yeah.
Oh, No. All right, so now let me play lawyer. Because you said you left. I broke up with you and you left the house that you put me in, by the way.
Nah.
But you left it. Because
nah.
What else you gonna do with somebody? But what you gonna do? I didn't have to leave you. You was in my house. You left the house after
that.
I broke up with you. What else you gonna do when somebody break up? You gonna stay? Or you gonna leave?
Yeah, you know you ain't break up with me. It's all good. All
right, Wayne. So
you gotta get broke up with one day. It's all good.
Yeah, you gotta get broke up with to leave somebody's house, right? Yeah. And that's what happened.
Nah.
So who broke up with who?
Who broke up with who, Wayne?
Nah, I left. Ain't no woman ever broke up.
You see what he said? I left. What did he say before we got on air, Carlos? Because we recorded that, too. Because we're going to put that out. What did he say? He said, yeah. And I left after that. Yeah, you left after we broke up. After I broke up with you. That's what happened. You supposed to leave. You ain't going to stay, is you?
I can't let you lie 2023 now,
then. It could be 2026. It's going to be the same. I broke up with you and you left the house. But I still love you. And congratulations on your movie and your book.
Help is on the way, Wayne.
Because help need to be on the way for this liar. Ain't no way. You better not play with me.
And congratulations on your Netflix special, too.
Stop.
Oh,
that Gary
got
Owens
one
don't got. That Gary Owens don't got.
I'm going to get a Netflix special and Master P's going to pay me.
Oh, you really playing with me.
Sorry
this
about
ain't
that.
Ain't about Wayne no more. Hang up because you know.
All right, Wayne.
Jesus. 800-585-1051. We're asking, has your ex ever lied on you?
Oh,
call us up right now. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club.
God.
Good morning on BET.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.